It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop Archives with DJ Frederick. We're going to be taking a look at the past 400 plus shows of the Radio Thrift Shop and how it evolved. It's always been do-it-yourself radio, very homemade, very eclectic, and very experimental. So we're going to dig back into the very first broadcast of Radio Thrift Shop, broadcast initially on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Let's set the Wayback Machine for Radio Thrift Shop Program 1. Hello and welcome, and thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to be uncovering dusty gems from the past century of recorded music, kind of dusting off all kinds of vinyl, tapes, CDs, who knows, maybe even some 78s, a few wax cylinders, from all over the world. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Of course, one of my favorite things in the world is discovering music from the past century. Something that I've not heard before, something unique, something genuine, something authentic, something that is waiting to resonate and speak with us as human beings. So I'm going to start off the program today with a piece by a band from New Zealand who recorded this in 1985, I do believe. It was released on the Flying Nun Records label, and there's very little known about it whatsoever. This is an 11-minute piece by a group called Turaya, and it's called Crimson Dawn.
Having a rest after a nice dream, waiting at the bus stop,
watching
its hot, sticky, trembling feet, by a heart attack or your money back, by a heart attack or your money back. Patriotism is alive,
is alive.
Keep your house clean. This economic machine of empty heads and lacquered shells.
Take a trip to the country, 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 take a trip to the country.
Only $599, return trip for two to Krakatoa Island. Stay at the Sheraton Hotel. Duty-free shopping, wine and dine to your heart's content. Buy two lampshades for $130. Get one for free. Outside pool furniture, it floats.
New Zealand band Taraya with one of their only known recordings, Crimson Dawn from 1985. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're taking a radio time machine through more corridors than an episode of Doctor Who. So come along for the ride. I do hope that you will enjoy it. Up next, I have a band called The Four Instants, another band of which very, very little is known. They don't appear in the Tapestry of Delights series. They were undoubtedly released as a teen exploitation album in 1966 by Sega Records on the Society label subsidiary. And they're kind of a tight mod R&B instrumental band with a killer Hammond organ and really cool guitar licks. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from their one and only recording back from 1966. This is The Four Instants. Yeah, a tune called Night Train, and that is done by the Four Instants from their 1966 album Discotheque. And that's about all I know about it, other than it's been reissued on Wawa Records out of Spain. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to play a 45 right now that I found in a thrift shop, literally. It is by a band I know nothing about. I don't even know where they're from, other than I believe the United States, but I could be wrong. They're known as Zone 26, and the name of the song is When the World Turns Cold. Thank you.
we can't go on much longer like this. I can feel it all in your touch, that your love for me ain't so such a much. But I'm a youth ever method that's ever been known to see what's going on. I don't only want you each and every day. What's more than want, I need you, baby, for more than words can say. Could anyone else be loving you better than I? Is anyone else loving you better than I? Well, you know I tried to please you, you've been my main squeeze. If you leave me, you'll cramp my style. I love you, fair child. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, baby.
vibraphonist Dave Pike with a cool tune from his Infrared LP. You just heard But Anyway. Before that, Willie West from a 7-inch single released on the Josie record label back in the day, and a beautiful song called Fear Child. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'll be back with more tunes just after this.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When is a suit not just a suit? When it's a zoot suit, and it leads to a riot. The year is 1943, and the United States is just beginning rationing for the war effort in Europe and Asia. It's also the tail end of the Great Depression, which has driven many Midwesterners from the Dust Bowl states to California, Los Angeles in particular, along with many minorities, all looking for work. In addition, thousands of Mexican refugees are fleeing the Mexican Revolution, making their way towards Los Angeles. At the same time, jazz is all the rage, a musical, cultural, and even ideological expression that, according to PBS, is, quote, far removed from the hit parade music commonly played on mainstream radio. With broad shoulders, narrow waists, and balloon pants, loud and bold, zoot-suited young men held themselves upright and walked with a confident swagger that seemed to flow from the very fashion itself, unquote. But the zoot suit, edgy in itself because of its flagrant disregard for conventional norms, became even more a liability after the Sleepy Lagoon murder trial of 1942. Two groups of pachucas, Mexican gangs favoring zoot suits, fought each other at the Williams Ranch near the lagoon. The following morning, a man named Jose Diaz was found unconscious on a road nearby, but later died in the hospital. The autopsy revealed that Diaz was intoxicated and that death was the result of blunt head trauma. 24 members of what the media termed the 38th Street Gang were arrested for the murder. Soon enough, the zoot suit became synonymous with youth gangs and juvenile delinquency. Add to this the flagrant flouting of wartime rationing. Zoot suits required nearly double the material of an authorized suit, and tensions were boiling. It only took a large population of military conscripts dumped into the downtown L.A. scene looking for a good fight and a little love to set off the inevitable riot. Tune in for our next Hidden History for the ultimate fashion showdown. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.
And thank you, Jack. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. We're sifting through the forgotten archives of a century. There are no genres here. We play all genres, but hopefully plenty of musical surprises. So please tune in every week at this time, and I will be broadcasting wonderful surprises to your ears. Of course, the next tune is fairly well known, written by Donovan Leitch and incorporated into a tune called Mountain Jam, which is legendary, by the Allman Brothers. This is the same tune as interpreted by Herbie Mann. First, there is a mountain. Thank you.
her name was Eliza. I knew I'd loved her, though foolish it seemed. The father, the only owl, where am I going to? How am I going to make it this way?
Very cool 45 that I picked up in a thrift store, and I honestly have no idea who this musician is. I know he's done other 45s, and I've seen them for sale, but I don't have any information about him. Bobby Whiteside, Father Diorio. Before that, we heard Yusuf Latif with Nubian Lady, also from a 7-inch vinyl single. And we started the set off with Herbie Mann's rendition of Donovan Leitch. First, there is a mountain. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Store. Radio Thrift Shop. I'll get the name of this show right. If you have any communications that you'd like to send to me, you can email me at FMOE. That's F as in Frederick, M as in Mike, O as in Oscar, E as in Echo, FMOE. At colby-sawyer.edu. Again, that's FMOE at colby-sawyer.edu. I may set up an email for this program, but it's unlikely that I'll do a blog because blogging takes a hell of a lot of time, and I have a busy life, you know. I'm just lucky I'm able to do these radio programs, really. But I do hope that you are enjoying the mix. It's going to be something different every time, dipping into the dark recesses of recorded music in the last century. However, something I don't typically do on this show is play a new release, but I'm absolutely thrilled about this one and absolutely need to play it. It's just too good to pass up. It is brand new on the Jazzman record label out of the United Kingdom. Absolutely. I don't know. Words don't describe this music to me. So I'm not even going to try. This is the Greg Fote Group. Brand new release called Dark is the Sun. We're going to hear the first two pieces from this. Greg Fote is, I believe, from Sweden. And this was recorded in Gothenburg, Sweden on February 10th, 11th, and 12th this year, 2011. This is Timepiece and Dark as the Sun.
Thank you.
Okay, this is DJ Frederick. I want to thank you for coming along for the ride on this edition of Radio Thrift Shop with Daring Adventures in Musicology. We dig the crates so you don't have to. Oh, God, that was cheesy. Hey, thanks for listening. Hopefully you'll tune in again next week. You never know what you're going to hear next on the Radio Thrift Shop.